Nick Clegg appears to be at odds with some of his fellow Lib Dems over the government's flagship free schools policy. The Deputy Prime Minister is worried about standards because some employ unqualified teachers. But Lib Dem Schools Minister David Laws and former Home Office Minister Jeremy Brown say they back the principle of free schools. And Mr Clegg says he's not worried about differences within the coalition government.
It's an open, grown-up difference. It's not a crisis, but it's one where I think it is right that I explain what my point of view is and the point of view of my party.
A mini tornado has struck in Hampshire, damaging homes and bringing down trees. Nearly 100 houses were hit by the high winds and rain on Hayling Island near Portsmouth this morning. Sharon Summers lives there and was caught up in the middle of it.
We suddenly got woken up with terrible noise of tiles being flown around, all over the road, the trees fall down, car windows smashed in, and it was just an unbelievable sight.
Two people have been arrested and a man is in a serious condition in hospital following a disturbance at a Tesco store in Rochdale. An employee collapsed following a scuffle after a group of young men were forced out of the supermarket last night. A state of emergency has been declared in New South Wales in Australia as firefighters battle to contain bushfires. More than 300 homes have been destroyed or damaged. Hundreds of striking workers at the Grangemouth oil refinery have been protesting at the plant today as a dispute over the site's future continues. It's in a row over pay and pensions. The Archbishop of Canterbury's weighed into the debate over energy prices. Justin Welby is calling on companies to justify the latest rises. And a fantastic few weeks for Andros Townsend is continuing as he opened the scoring in today's only Premier League game. His Tottenham team lead 1-0 at Aston Villa going into the second half. In the Championship, Leeds beat Birmingham 4-0. And that's the latest. I'm Glenn Moore.
This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM weather. Brought to you by the Brentwood Brewing Company. Great beer, whatever the weather.
Yes, it's Jed Shepherd here doing the weather. So tonight, showers dying away this evening with variable amounts of cloud and outbreaks of rain arriving in the late morning. A mild night with a brisk southwesterly breeze persisting, which will prevent any mist or fog developing. Minimum temperature 11 degrees. Tomorrow, some early brightness or sunshine possible before increasing cloud and outbreaks of rain. Rain easing throughout the afternoon and brighter skies returning. Fairly warm once again in any lengthy spells of sunshine. Wind light and southerly in direction. Maximum temperature 16 degrees Celsius.
The Brentwood Brewing Company have moved to a brand new brewery behind Calcott Hall Farm Shop in Ongar Road. Brentwood Beer. Great beer, whatever the weather.
You can see how much I love doing the weather hell here. But like, I should just look out the window. It is pouring with rain. Actually, just before you got here, I couldn't actually hear anything out on radio because every time I turned up the mic, the rain was kind of battering on the roof and you could hardly hear anything. So it's lucky it kind of died down a little bit before you got here, because your music's quite delicate and soft.
As I was getting into the car to get here, that's when it started raining.
Yeah,
my hair was nice before I came out.
It's still nice. So we've got lots more new music to come in the next hour. I'm going to put on a song by Twin Shadow now, and as most of you are fairly aware by now, because I keep saying it every week, Twin Shadow is like my new obsession. Everything he touches turns to gold. He's mainly a producer. He kind of produces a lot of stuff, remixes a lot of stuff for Solange, and I believe he did some stuff for Sky Ferreira as well, who you heard earlier on. But his own stuff is pretty amazing too. I think he's got three albums now, and this is off the upcoming third one. This is Twin Shadow with Old Love, New Love.
What am I supposed to say? An old love called me yesterday. And she sounds so sweet. Oh, she sounds so
Very much Twin Shadow. That's Twin Shadow with Old Love, New Love. It ended quite sinisterly there, but that was actually not the best of his songs. I'd say 4 out of 10. Hi, Hell here. You're here today.
Hey. Yeah.
And you're going to do a song about fairies, coincidentally.
Yeah, fairies and piskies or pixies.
What's piskies?
Piskies is, well...
like fish
I had
elves.
A big debate with my mother about this, who
okay.
is Cornish born and bled. Bred. She told me that in Cornwall, they call... it's like their version of fairies is piskies. Pixies, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But some Cornish literature I've read said that they call them piskies. So it's pisky, pixie...
Your mum sounds like my mum. You know, my mum believes in werewolves. My mum believes in magic. She... oh, it's no wonder I turned up the way
I believe in magic. Don't tell me it's not real.
Oh, I believe in magic, but she when I was growing up, she would come home and say, oh, I saw this thing today. I don't know if I should tell you. And I'm like, Mum, you've got to tell me. And she's like, well, I saw a man in the tree, and he was smoking a pipe, and these twins were revolving around the tree, at the base of the tree. I was like, what are you talking about, Mum? And she'd be like, oh, yeah, and he was a werewolf as well. But okay, thanks, Mum. I'm even joking. And then she once told me this story about being in this mall with my sister, and there was a girl in front of them in the changing rooms, and they were waiting outside this changing room for this girl to finish because they wanted to try some clothes on. And they went, and they couldn't hear anything. So they went to the person who worked there, the girl who worked here, and went and asked if the girl was okay and could she check it out. So they looked over, and the girl was gone. This is my mum's version of events. The girl was missing. So the person who worked in the shop said to Mum, "Oh, don't worry, that happens sometimes. A man comes through the mirror and gets the girls."
And that's amazing. Yeah, and I want to write a song about that.
Yeah, but no, that's not the end.
Okay.
And then I was like, what are you talking about, Mum? And she said, oh, yeah, and he was the snake man. He was half man, half snake. That's what the girl told her. I said, right, okay. And I said, how?
So the girl came back again, or the shop girl?
No, like
the shop girl.
Well, the shop girl, yeah, said that. And my mum said... and I said to my mum, what do you mean the man's half snake? And she went, oh, well, maybe his mum was a snake. That was her explanation.
That's amazing. Yeah. That sounds like a proper fairy story.
I know. My mum is a proper fairy story.
Were you quite young when she told you that? Were you like...
yeah, but I try and bring it up every time I see her. I'm like, Mum, tell me that story. And she thinks I'm like taking the mick out of her. I try to get all these stories. Oh, my mum.
Did she try clothes on in the end then?
Yeah, they did.
And
but
she's okay. She didn't get taken.
But they kept the door a crack open, apparently,
okay,
just in case the man came through the mirror again. But he wouldn't try it twice in one day, surely.
Wow, these half snake, half man, pretty, you know, pretty sketchy people.
Exactly. So I was going to tell you about the Cottingley fairies, because you're writing a song about fairies, so I think you should know the kind of history
of
fairies.
I love folklore.
So this is just off the top of my head, so apologies for anyone who's kind of...
You're going to get so many angry emails now saying, no, that's wrong.
Well, basically, I think it was about 1917, and these... Sir Arthur Conan Doyle kind of discovered these two girls in Cottingley. I don't know where, I think that's near, in my mind it's near Cornwall. And there was these five photographs.
Oh yeah, I know, there's the fake photos.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing. So five photographs of young girls playing with fairies. And so they went all around the press, all over the world. And eventually, I think in the 80s or the early 90s, the two girls admitted that four of the photos were faked. But
four,
yeah, and why would they not say that the fifth one was faked? And the one they say wasn't faked, you can see through the wings of the kind of the gossamer quality of the wings of the fairy, which is bizarre,
yeah.
I think.
But then why would you fake four more? If one was real, why not just have the one and say this is real?
I think it's a bit like when Munchausen by proxy, where you get some attention, so you kind of crave more, so they kind of faked.
Interesting.
Possibly, yeah. Or it's like that show. Did you ever watch Ghostwatch? I don't know.
I've heard the name, maybe.
Yeah, Ghostwatch is like this TV show that was on in the 90s. It was a Halloween special where these BBC cameras went to this house and these girls were kind of attacked by a spirit. And it was all fake, but for ages, a lot of the British public thought it was real, and I love it. But yeah, and they, in part of the story was they faked it to kind of get attention.
Wow.
So it was kind of strange. So that brings up me nicely up to your song about fairies. So why did you write a song about fairies?
It's not just about fairies. Okay. The song is called The Beast of Bobbinmore, and it's
perfect.
About loads of Cornish folklore. So The Beast of Bobbinmore is famously one of the most famous, and apparently there's a beast that lives on the moors down in Bobbin.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the name suggests that. But it could... a lot of people think it's a big cat, so it could be like a puma or something.
They had that around here in Brentwood, the Beast of Brentwood.
Yeah. So, but it has been seen periodically throughout history. So whether it is just like a wild cat that's had children and keeps coming back, or whether it's made up. But there's lots of folklore in Cornwall. Got loads of ghost stories. There's the...
Why do you think that is, like in Cornwall? Do you think it's because it's separated from the kind of the big, like, cities and...
Well, one of the stories I heard was that Cornwall's a place of power. There's lots of ley lines that
I do hear that
reside under Cornwall, so that could be one of the reasons. I don't know.
And the Holy Grail's meant to be buried there, isn't it? That's Salisbury, maybe.
I'm not sure, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this one's called The Beast of Bobbinmore, and it's about lots of folklore in Cornwall.
Awesome, thank you.
I was born from the eye. Have you seen what's going on at the White Horse, Coxty Green Road, Brentwood? Apart from having 10 real ales on draft and a great menu, they hold quiz nights, live band and comedy nights, open mic nights and much, much more. Larger events are staged in the White Horse Marquee throughout the year. Check the events guide at phoenixfm.com for details or phone Brentwood 372 410 for details and bookings. For a great night out, it's the White Horse, of course.
The future of fitness has arrived at the Brentwood Centre.
Our gym has had a complete refurb. It now has 72 brand new stations and the revolutionary X-Cube. Book a short round today to get an exclusive membership deal available this month only. Call 01277-215151 or visit brentwood-centre.co.uk.
Brentwood Centre, that's where we are held here, the Brentwood Centre, because this is kind of connected to like a leisure facility. But they also have, they make good toasties over there as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they'll be hearing you inside because they play it in the gym and stuff.
Aww.
So everyone's running to your folk songs.
Hello, gym bunnies.
Hello, gym people. So yeah, the Cottonly Fairies, I've just read that the... they are the actual photographs and the cameras used are on display at the National Media Museum in Bradford.
Oh,
so I'm going to go there and
Bradford.
Steal them. Because I want them. I've been reading about them all my life, so I kind of want them. I don't know how I can get them. Maybe they'll sell them to me.
Maybe.
Who knows? So I've got lots more new music to come. How many songs do you reckon you've got left?
Two.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Up first, I'm going to play a song by a band called Cosmic Canyon. And for those who know who they are, or who he is, this is a bit of a treat. It's featuring Rachel Duncan, who is in the band Model Village, who are on my show about a month ago or so. She's a singer from that band, and she's also guesting on this song by Cosmic Canyon. And it's lovely. I love the production on it. And it's called The Understudy. Cosmic Canyon featuring Rachel Duncan on Phoenix 98 FM. My name's Jed Shepherd. This is the Jed Shepherd Show. I'm joined by Hel here.
Hello.
And I'm glad that she's Hel here today.
I thought there was, I have to admit, I did think there was going to be more puns.
Yeah, I'm going to up the punnage thing. I'm definitely going to do that. So we've got, do you want to do a song now?
Yeah, kind of can support, do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's hell yeah. Hell here.
Let's just have the party right here. Yeah. So, and what's this song called?
This one's called Gone Are The Days, and this is a brand new song, which I'm doing. I'm doing a really stupid challenge, which is the Song A Week Challenge.
Wow.
Which is a challenge where I have to write a brand new original song every single week for 52 weeks.
Do they have to be good, or can you just like go on and sing Happy Birthday?
Ideally, they have to be good.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah.
I might do that.
It's up to you listeners to decide whether they're all good. But this is the first week's one.
Okay.
They're all going to be recorded and put up on YouTube, and you can hashtag Hell Here Sunday Songs to find and let me know what you think.
And how do you spell Hell Here again?
H-E-L-G-H-Y-E-R. So you can find the videos on my Facebook, which is facebook.com/hellhere, H-E-L-G-H-Y-E-R. Or if you just type hellhere into Google, I'm sure it will come up.
Do you realise for your entire life you'll probably have to like explain the spelling of that?
Yeah.
Unless like people, because I mean there are some people out there, like Nicole Scherzinger, I don't know why she came into my head, but she probably has to spell her name all the time.
Do you know what the stupid thing is? At the moment I have to spell my name all the time because of my surname. Even though it's not hard net, it's my surname is Earl, which is E-A-R-L, but I'm not even lying. Everyone you ever meet doesn't know how to spell it,
or
especially on
the
phone. They say things like Earl, and the posts we get, like my whole family, just get the most ridiculous spelling. In the end, you've got to say Earl. E-A-R-L, because they just can't get it right.
Do you know what I want you to do, and put it on Instagram when you've done it, go into Starbucks and say that's your hell, here's your name, and see what they put down.
I've stopped saying Natalie in Starbucks because, honestly, they can't get that right.
That's pretty easy. Because I say Jed and I get Jet, another
Jet.
Short J words, which isn't that good for the radio. And, it's not just three letters. It's really easy.
Yeah.
But this is your song. This is, what's it called again?
Gone Are The Days.
Gone Are The Days.
Batteries from television remotes, Grand Wash Martin's mouth out with a green bar of soap, potions and mud pies on a make-believe stove. Bundles looking forlorn. The vet said one was sickly and might not last long. But she did. The year she was strong. Sea cars and bleach blonde hair dye. out in the snowman that we built
Jed Shepherd Show on Phoenix 98 FM. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Spinach and cashews.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of works.
In a curry.
Yeah. So it's kind of like pesto. Kind of.
Yeah, but more like whole. Bit of apple juice. It's lovely.
Ah. More recipes from Hell here.
I'm multi-talented, what can I say?
We've got about 25 minutes left. I think you've got one song that you can
do. Yeah, just one left.
Later. But you've been brilliant. Thank you for playing all these songs for me.
Yeah, your viewers can download the EP for free from my Facebook, facebook.com/hellhere. Please download the EP. Let me know what you think.
And from Bandcamp, right?
And Bandcamp, yeah. So if you go to Facebook, it will link you straight through to Bandcamp and you can download for free. Just type zero into the price box and you can. It will go straight to your email
inbox. Put some money in it if you want to.
Yeah, well, if you want to help me eat and, you know, buy clothes and shoes.
H-E-L-G-Y-H-E-R. Yeah, go on.
Hang on, now I don't even know. H-E-L-G-H-Y-E-R.
That's what I'm going wrong. H-E-L-G-H-Y-E-R. Yeah.
By the way, when I say help me buy clothes and shoes, I don't mean like go on a shopping spree. I mean actually my clothes are falling apart. Can you please give me money to buy actual, you know, it's getting wet and cold now.
Well, they can go with you on a shopping spree and pay for stuff for you.
Yeah, I should do one of those, what's it called, pledge campaigns.
Yes, you should do.
And one of the pledges could be help Hell here buy some nice shoes so I don't get wet feet anymore.
Also, here's a shopping tip. Don't go with my mum.
Okay, no, but your mum sounds amazing.
She'll bring you down a spiralling chasm of,
she'll
like,
take me to that
weirdness.
Changing room with the snake, half man, half snake, won't she?
And, like, I secretly think she's in on it as well. She'll be like, hell here, come over here, and go into this changing room. You'll be like, no, there's something I remember about this changing room. You'll be like, no. And you'll end up being a slave of a half snake man.
I know. At least that'd be a good subject to write about.
That's true.
You 52 weeks of songs.
Snake men are usually not very good with getting your guitar strings if your guitar strings snap.
Yeah, and it depends where he takes me. If he takes me to hell, guitars don't stay in tune very well. Imagine putting your guitar next to a radio. Imagine what it's going to be like in hell.
But playing a gig in hell would be great, because you could be like, it's hell here, and everyone would be like, yeah, we know.
Pun through.
So,
moving on
quickly. Here's a song by High Highs, and actually, it's a cover of a song off the Drive soundtrack. And even though it's a bit cheesy to play on my show, I really like it. And High Highs is one of those bands I really think are going to do a lot of things in the future, a lot of good things. So, it's A Real Hero by the High Highs. With A Real Hero, which is a cover. It says college cover on my MP3, but I'm sure the band's called Desire. Anyway, you listen to the Jed Shepherd Show in Phoenix 98 FM. It's 5:40. That means only 20 minutes to go until Matt Jolly's show starts.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's sad that this show's finished.
Do you want to go on a mic, Matt? Matt Jolly's show starts at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Maybe get on that one. Yeah. You have to get really low. You have to get on your knees almost.
Oh,
don't move it though. This is amazing. Matt Jolly's basically at worm level on the ground. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Have you got asteroid news on your show this week?
No, I thought you would have. But
no, but I asked you
first. I thought
you
would have seen the papers.
No, what happened in the papers?
They were saying that scientists in were predicting that an asteroid that's coming our way in 2030-odd or something was a possible impact thing to wipe out humanity. But the papers are kind of just stirring it up, because I know for a fact that the scientists actually thought that that there was, but a few months ago they actually discovered that it was going to miss us.
Three things about that. One, I'm not scared that a comet's going to come and kill us, or an asteroid. Two, the reason why that is because you've done asteroid news again, once again on Phoenix 98 FM.
It was only because it was in the paper and my mum pointed it out, so.
But you've done asteroid news again, so.
And I said to her no, so, you know.
So if an asteroid comes, you're just going to be dead, aren't you? So
exactly.
No point worrying about it.
And see, we wouldn't even know. In 2030, there'd be an asteroid coming towards us, and we'd be like, what's this? Matt never warned us about this asteroid. Maybe it's safe then. But I'm glad you've told us, basically, because I don't have to panic anymore, because you said it's okay. Scientists, what do scientists know anyway?
We've also done, as well as asteroid news, you do zombie apocalypse planning tips.
Yes. Well, actually, I think we did that. Yeah. Are you into zombies and how to survive an apocalypse?
I don't know.
Both of you. This is a question for both of you.
As much as the next person?
Depends. I'm the next person. So, I love that kind of stuff.
I suppose because I always think tactically. So, I think I'd probably be...
Of course you do.
I'd probably, survive for quite a while, depending
if
what's
happening. If it's anything
happening.
Like Resident Evil 6, then I probably wouldn't survive
that.
Very long.
Do you know what? I didn't like that game.
I have to admit, it's too many of, you're running along... Quick, press X! Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
You're dead.
It's just I'm running along from zombies. Zombies are fine, but then that big helicopter comes flying out of the sky on fire behind you to get to that bit.
Cars come and you have to suddenly dodge, and then the train comes out of nowhere, and you're too busy kicking a zombie in the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Press X.
I just want a game where I'm kicking a zombie in the head. I don't want to run around.
Kicking is so much more fun than shooting.
It is. Actually, one button, X, kick zombie in head, bang, 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 bang.
I have to admit, I got it for my brother for his birthday, mm-hmm. which was in October, and we were playing it the day, and he's going to hate me for saying this, especially on the radio, but he's a lot better at games than me, so I'll start off, we'll do a sandwich of nice, bad, nice. He's really good at games, much better than I am, so I'm sitting there pressing my X or my trigger button, and he's like, will you stop? I said, stop what? He's like, you're doing it too fast, it's annoying me. And he's just doing a half speed. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm so bad, I've got to do it that fast. Did get in a bit of trouble for that.
Girls are quite annoying when you play with them at computer games, mostly because...
Well, I'm becoming sexist.
No, I'm about to qualify it now, because they're better than me. No, they are. I used to know this girl who... I actually hate her now, because she was so good at this one game. I was so awful.
Is one Metal Gear Solid?
No, it was one of the Final Fantasies.
I'm good at
Metal. And I think, yeah, I'm good at this game. I know about adventures and kind of treasure maps and stuff. She was so good. I was like, you can't play this anymore. I ban you from playing it. I just wanted to throw the game away.
When I was growing up with my brother, I wouldn't let him play a game. If he got a new game, I wouldn't let him play. If we were going to play it two player, I wouldn't let him have a go first. Because he would get too good, and then I just couldn't keep up with him, and he'd get really annoyed. So.
Well, Matt Jolly.
Yes.
What have you got on your show today?
I've got my video game review of the week.
Okay.
Because I didn't do it last week because I was absolutely shattered and I couldn't do it. I'm shattered today because we had a party yesterday and it was just absolutely tiring.
What kind of party?
Tiring.
Why wasn't I invited?
It was a family birthday party.
So I wasn't invited?
Because it was family.
Yeah, but no.
I mean, unless there's some sort of DNA proof that you have that we're related, which
but
I
doubt. What do scientists know, as he pointed out? we're probably related. So, thanks. So if you want to stay tuned to Matt Jolly's show, that's at 6 o'clock, and he'll be playing Michael Bublé and Take That.
No, I won't. Sorry, Jed.
But you've already done asteroid news, so I'm happy about that. So,
jingle. Asteroid news needs a jingle.
He has got a kind of.
I have sort of got a jingle.
Fancy that, monkey.
That's what I need. Maybe during this next song and another break, Hell here can come up with a jingle for asteroid news. Until then,
that's next week's song.
Okay. Here's some adverts.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a news newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Hey everyone, I've got 15 minutes left of the Jed Shepherd Show. Before we hear another one from Hell here, there's a band coming on my show in a couple of weeks called Gnome and the Natives, and they'll be in session and playing live and singing and stuff, which would be great. And I'm going to try and play you a song from them, but I'm having trouble with Spotify at the moment, so I'll come back to that in a second. So first up, Hell here, do you want to play your song?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's this one called?
This is the last song of the EP, The Maids, The Wise Man, The Lioness, Part 1. And this one is about a singer-songwriter from America called Elliot Smith, who sadly, well, we briefly mentioned his tragic death.
By robot hand.
Yeah. Which isn't official, so...
It's not official, but people know. The people in the music industry know.
But yeah, he was probably one of my biggest inspirations. He was a fantastic songwriter, musician, you know, multi-instrumentalist, and... you know, I really wish I could have met him. I'm a little bit too young to have met him, but this is this song's dedicated to him, and it's called Portland Lament.
Becky Hill here, and that was for Elliot Smith.
Yes.
That's lovely. And now I'm going to play a song by Gnome and the Natives. They're coming on my show in a couple of weeks. I've got £1 million coming on in the next few months. I've got tons booked. If you go on the Phoenix FM website, you can check it out. But I finally got this song to work. So this band's called Gnome and the Natives, and this song is called The Young Ones. And it kind of sounds like to me, this song's amazing. It's really radio friendly. They should be massive. That, when I first heard this song, I was thinking, this band should be massive. But luckily, they're not too massive, so they can come on my show. because imagine Coldplay came on my show. That'd be a bit weird.
That'd be awesome. Everyone would tune in if Coldplay were
They'd
here.
They'd tune in anyway. Oh, I have got... but I've got...
There'd be much more people
yes.
in the world.
Do you know, there'll be lots more people tuning in if you did Asteroid News every week. Like you
promised
me.
I was going to say a second ago, you've got millions of bands coming in. Make sure you get them done by 2030.
Exactly.
Because otherwise they're not going to get a slot, are they?
They're all gone. but here's Gnome and the Natives with The Young Ones. When it works. I think it's just a long intro. Is that right? Okay. We'll come back to Gnome and the Natives, possibly, in just a second. Having real trouble with Spotify today. Next up, I'm going to play you a song by Coastal Cities, and this is Summer Rain. Coastal Cities with Summer Rain. And that definitely is how the song ends, with it fading out halfway through the sentence. My name is Jed Shepherd. This is the Jed Shepherd Show. You've heard me for an hour and 55 minutes now. Hel here is here. Thank you very much for coming in, Hel here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been absolutely hilarious.
Thank you. You're going to be stay tuned for all the other weeks as well, so you can hear Matt doing Asteroid News every week.
I definitely want to listen. Some great music you played as well.
Ah, thank you very much. Awesome. So now, for the 15th time, I'm going to try and play this song by Gnome and the Natives.
Fingers and toes crossed.
Let's see. If this doesn't work, I'm just going to have to sing it because it's so good. Here we go. Gnome of the Natives with The Young Ones. think this might just not work again. We might just have to watch the young ones, the actual programme, the young ones.
We could just do a 5-minute improv for Asteroid News, like make up a song on the spot.
Okay, so basically no piece of music can come off for Gnome the Native today. But don't worry, I'll play them 3 times next week instead. Because I know they're listening. Hi, Gnome the Natives. I'll get your song right next week, don't worry. And next we've got a band called Kibo coming in, who are amazing. They're a 5-piece girl band. Of course they're girls, you're all saying. But then I've got something that I just sorted out today. I have got the Pop Guns coming in. And the Pop Guns, one of my favourite, like, ever bands. They're around in, like, the late 80s, early 90s, and they had a song called Waiting for the Winter, which is probably my favourite song of all time. So I'm a little bit happy that they're coming in.
Fanboy moment.
Yeah, I just can't believe they said yes. Obviously they listen to the show every week anyway. So I just want to say goodbye to everybody. And you've got Matt Jolly next. As I said, I'm here next week with Kibo. If you want to check out Hell Here, HELGHYER.
Exactly. So facebook.com/hellhere or Twitter, Hell Here.
Exactly.
Check me out. Let me know what you think of the EP, The Maze, The Wise Man, The Lioness, Part 1. Thank you so much for listening.
No probs. And I'm going to end the show like I always end the show, with the greatest theme song from a children's TV show ever. It's Run With Us from the Raccoons. See you next week.
When darkness falls, leaving shadows.